Rusty Quill presents.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Minerva's Plush and Polish Printing Perambulator. Is your little Johnny a fancy lad? Does Wilhelmina need a set of white wall wheels? The new Minerva's Plush and Polish Printing Perambulator will transport your tyke with taste, with opulent luxury. This exquisite baby carriage redefines sophistication and style, featuring smooth curves and elegant lines that exude refinement. With trim, plush cushions, and not one, two, or three, but four bottle holders for milk, juice, or Prosecco. Open the retractable canopy and give timeless elegance a push with the Minerva's Plush and Polish Preening Perambulator. Save your regrets for tomorrow.
The Pins of Needle Street. The Case of the Butcher's Bill. Squeals in the night. A buzzsaw, a blade. A glance or some perfume. A seduction is made. Can the pins find the missing husbands of Pig Alley? Or did a witch steal them away and add them to the dark tower?
Fine work, Mrs. Gadsby.
We collected all the pins.
Now, if we can organize all of these complaints and case files, we can put some order to the chaos and possibly triage them.
Yes, four stacks assigned to the pins. Quite the challenge, but we're up for it.
Hard to determine which one to do first.
Alphabetical?
I have to be going. We can figure it out after I meet with Chief Inspector Stroud.
Well, Miss Gadsby, are you fond of pigs?
Pardon me?
Disappearances in Pig Alley. The slaughterhouse roads where the workers live.
Three men have vanished in the last 3 weeks. The wives say it's a young witch that's moved into the area. They want the needles to locate their husbands and banish her. Banish her?
Ah, old world hooey. Superstitious lot. Some of my cribbage mates live down there. Do y'all play cribbage?
Say, Constable Hughes, this looks like it could be tied up in a jiff, don't you think? I think we could just hustle down there and back and close this one out before Bennett is back.
Well, I don't know, Miss Gatsby. The inspectors really make the most of the decisions. Although there is a nice little pub down there with the best bitters and kidneys.
I don't see any harm in taking a few statements, do you? We could get some more detail to make an informed decision. Do some fact-finding, and then we can get a delicious lunch at your cozy pub.
It can get a bit rough down there.
It won't be dangerous with a big, strong constable looking after me.
Oh, shucks.
I know I'm just a clerk, but you could show me how beatwork is really done. Roll up the old sleeves. Any sign of danger, and we hightail it right back here to Needle Street.
Can't see no harm in it. Suppose it's a dawdle. A lunch out more than anything.
And Bob's your uncle. I'll fetch my coat.
The slaughterhouse men march off to work, the children at school, the wives gather to see their husbands off, handing them pale lunches. They gather near stoops and aprons with kerchiefs tied around their hair, smoking in clouds of gossip. Hughes and Jane arrive to whispers and glances.
A moment, Jane almost knocks, but Hughes points to his uniform and beats her to it. A wearied-eyed wife answers.
No, ma'am. We're with the Needles, the paranormal division.
About time, too. My Reggie's been missing for 2 weeks.
Could we maybe step inside and discuss your missing husband?
That Lavinia, the witch. She moved in with her dark locks and green peepers and fancy jewellery. She comes a-touting her fortune-telling and then stole her husband's.
Oh, yeah, she's a temptress, that one. She took my Harold, she did. Mark my words, she'll bait all the feathers of Pig Alley if you don't do something.
Are your husbands prone to drink?
Oh, no, Miss Gatsby, don't you be asking that.
Who do you reckon you are, Miss La-dee-da? Accusing my Reggie of stepping out on me? I should wring you out and hang you on me drying line, I should. You're a meager table scrap yourself.
Oh, no, sorry, I didn't mean to offend, I just...
Now, Miss Gatsby didn't mean no offense. I'm sure your husband would stand up as a lighthouse. We'll have a talk with Mr. Lavinia, and we will sort this whole thing out.
You better, Constable. I'm missing his wages now, the soup is thinning. And you might want to put some of your pins in their strumpet lips before she goes blaming decent folk.
Strumpets? I'm very sorry. Hughes, shall we?
Yes, yes. Good day, madam.
Oh, look. This is the witch's house. Lavinia's house. And Hughes, look, someone's thrown eggs against the window.
Wasted some good eggs, if you ask me. What's that card there in the window?
It's the tarot, I believe. It's the card of justice.
Welcome. Do you come for a reading?
No, miss. Oh, pretty.
We're from Needle Street, the paranormal division.
Oh, really? Please, sit.
Are you Lavinia? New to the neighborhood?
Don't you have such a sweet face? But something dark in those eyes. Would you like some jasmine tea?
Oh boy, yes. That smells divine.
Thank you. Tea would be lovely. We've come to clear up the rumors swirling about.
We're sure you got nothing to do with any of that.
I hope you've come about the uproar from the neighborhood wives. Those shrews henpeck their husbands to nothing, and then wonder why, when the first new woman comes to the neighborhood, they want to run off into the night. Bitter hens, all of them.
They do sound a tad superstitious. Have you heard the rumors of the missing men?
I earn a bit of scratch from reading cards and tea leaves. Seems like some of their husbands are feeling restless.
The men of Pig Alley might be rough, but they tend to be loyal.
I have discovered Pig Alley filled with people who keep the slaughterhouse blade spinning. They're reluctant to bite the hand that feeds them. Men stumble back from lunch, sourced up, and fall into the razors and grinders.
I do not want to think about that.
Happens all the time, and they won't speak of it. Pieces of men even make it into the sausages.
How unpleasant.
You'll find the slaughterhouse covers up accidents with all kinds of rumors.
Now that's a real pickle. A lot of good men get injured in the factory district.
So the wives are jealous and the men met misfortune on the job.
I don't indulge in animal meat. I think that's the real reason they want to purge me from Pig Alley. I am not their cup of tea.
Now how do you do that? I do love me a porchetta.
I can smell it on your breath, Constable. That's not all you enjoy.
Half a pork pie for breakfast, but it was cold, so it don't count. Oh, but the gravy.
This has been lovely, and I think we might want to make our way to the slaughterhouse for some questions.
Good fortunes, Needles.
In the heart of the bustling city, in the cacophony of industrial progress, lies a place both feared and necessary, a slaughterhouse. Here, amidst the relentless clang of metal and the pungent scent of blood, life meets its inevitable end in a symphony of efficiency and brutality. Men in blood-stained aprons move with purposeful determination, their faces etched with the weariness of long hours spent amidst the carnage. The shriek of metal against metal reverberates through the halls as blades are sharpened. Pigs await their fate in pens crowded with the living and the soon-to-be departed. Their plaintive cries echo off the cold, damp walls, a haunting reminder of their demise.
Take a gander at these three time cards. Those fellas were fine workers. Late on the line because they're missing. Different weeks, one after the other. Lot of scuttle about some fine-looking minx moved into the terrace houses on Pig Alley.
She's a dream.
Yeah, all the boys wanted to take a shot at her. But that's just line talk. They don't muster no trouble about it. They make jokes just as ugly about making it with the sours on a long day.
Ugh, you'll excuse if I don't find the humour.
This is a brutal business, and the joke's the same as that.
This is no place for a lady such as yourself, Miss Gadby. Perhaps we shouldn't.
Highly unlikely they would abandon their families or their jobs. What happened to these men? Any accidents?
None. We run a good ship here. But something's been a bit off with the pigs lately. A few have got more ornery. Attempts to break their pens. They're getting smarter. One unhooked the pen latch and even escaped to shut down the line for a few. Can you imagine that?
Pigs are intelligent creatures that don't want to be hurled to their own death. Imagine that.
We have nothing but finest cuts of meat.
I need some chops to test out the quality. Yes?
If that means we've officially passed needle inspection, I think we can find some chops somewhere around here, Constable.
We're not getting anywhere here. Hughes, I think we may need to comb the riverbank. Sad as it may be, we might find some sign of them men there. It's getting dark. Not sure we're going to see much with lanterns. Did you want to stop at that pub before we head back?
Righty so, Miss Gadsby. I'll do a little walk around the alley and meet you at the pub.
Toodaloo.
Constable, to what do I owe the pleasure for a late-night visit?
Hello. Well, you see, I was wondering if you could give me one of them readings about love and such.
Please, come inside. Sit. Such cute dimples. Let me have your hands. Oh, such big, strong hands. Now, smell the incense and look deep into my eyes.
Oh, my head's swimming.
Now come with me, Constable. I want to bring you into a dream. A dream of justice and revenge. A mother sow was feeding her piglets when dirty men stole away her babies. She, enraged, destroyed the fences to find them, but was beaten mercilessly. Heartbroken and in despair, she escaped her pen and into the night. In terrible pain and exhausted, she curled up in a nest of acorns under a tree. The pig mother had a very deep dream, and in it, the mistress Selene came to her, and she transformed the mother pig into a beautiful woman in order to enact her revenge.
Poor little lass. I hope she found her babies.
Oh, she will, Constable Hughes. She will. Tell me, do you find me attractive?
Well, you're just as pretty as a petunia. Yes, you're very... Whoa.
No more sniffing around for needles.
No more needles. No more needles. Snooping.
Give Lavinia a sweet kiss.
Sweet kisses. Sweet kisses. Sweet kisses. Sweet kisses.
Late in the evening at the slaughterhouse shift, buzzsaws and fires for branding and burning. Slipping out of the shadows in the dark, Lavinia, the witch of Pig Alley, leads a portly hog, oddly similar to a Constable Hughes.
This way.
And pushes him into the pen.
Yes. Be free. Back into the pig pen, Constable. Enjoy that buzzsaw. Hope all the poor cheddar and pies was worth it, you portly fool.
Sorry to bother you again, but have you seen my companion, Constable Hughes? He never showed at the pub, and I wondered if he came back this way.
No, Miss Gadsby. I ain't seen the constable.
Strange. It's not like him to miss a supper.
Here's the chops he asked for. Oh, Sammy's stirring up the pigs again. They're getting rowdy.
Wait. Look. That pig there, something's different about him.
That's not one of our pigs. Wrong breed.
It's trying to scratch something in the dirt.
What's this?
What is that? P-I-N-S? Pins?
It's Hughes!
Wait, come back. No, I'm going to lose him in the herd. Quick, hand me that branding iron. Sorry about this, Hughes.
Shut down the line! Shut it down!
No! It's not right.
You murdered those men. Turned them into pigs.
Look what they do to us. I'll be revenged on the whole pack of you.
Don't let the witch get away.
She isn't going anywhere.
Order! Order! There will be order in the court of Judge Toombs. Bring the convict before the court. Lavinia, sorceress of Pig Alley. Due to your breaking and bewitching of the men of Pig Alley and the evidence of the slaughterhouse men found in your home and buried in your garden, you are hereby sentenced to life in the workhouse.
You stole my children for suckling pig. Listen to yourselves. Listen to yourselves. You eat babies and you laugh about it. You beat me and you abuse and slaughter us by thousands.
We will tolerate this supernatural quackery no longer. Let the island workhouse we build serve as a symbol. The skullduggery is over. You want to murder and maim and terrorize this city? I will wipe the stain from the streets of Selene. Let every child abductor, every second story man, every parlor charlatan quiver with the terrible name of Ooze.
feeling trapped in the attic? Ingested a parasite? Looking for a Lenny Penny? Come bask in the emerald green glow of a strange city lying alone. Join our Patreon for Selena Cleverland, and Minerva might just let you pick her next solution. Join our Patreon, and no one will ever ask you for anything ever again. And again, and again, and again! And again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again.